ABC Radio Australia.
With its emerald green skin and distinct white markings, the Fiji crested iguana, also known as the samurai or the vokai locally, is one of Fiji's most treasured species and is a traditional totem to the people of Yandua Island. But like the people of Yandua Island, the iguanas too were in Cyclone Yasa's path when the powerful storm made landfall in mid-December. While the iguanas seem to also show that Pacific resilience and preparedness, their habitat, environment and food sources were destroyed. Reporter Talia Olatia spoke to iguana protector Aroni Matatia last year about the existing plight to save them, and she caught back up with him this week to find out how the iguanas are going after Cyclone Yasa.
Bulvinaka, hello. My name is Aroni Matatia. I am the ranger of the protector of the Yandua Tamba Crested Iguana Sanctuary. I am from Yandua Island, the island next to Yandua Tamba.
Aroni, last time we spoke, the iguanas were already having a pretty tough time with the impacts of climate change. But of course, since then, there has been Cyclone Yasa. How have the iguanas been going?
Right now, most of the iguanas, they are affected because they lost their habitat and the food, of course. And yes, most of the iguanas are still on the ground and on the lower branches of the surviving trees.
So describe what it looks like on the island. What's the environment like?
Well, first of all, the cyclone passed just above Yandua Tamba. The eye of the Cyclone Yasa passes north of Yandua Tamba. So the strongest wind hits Yandua from the northeast. The northeast hits hard while the slopes on the opposite sides were saved. Not only the winds did the damage to the island, and also the waves went 15 to 20 meters inland. So the impact on the island was quite devastating. Yeah, the vegetation on these affected slopes lost all the leaves and branches. Some of the larger trees were uprooted as well. And all these iguanas that and the wildlife living in those affected areas lost their food and their habitat as well.
Obviously, in the lead up to Cyclone Yasa, people were being warned to be prepared for when Cyclone Yasa hit. It's very different when it comes to humans than when it does to iguanas. So knowing that the cyclone was on its way, how did you guys prepare? And, you know, when it comes to iguanas, how do they deal with cyclones?
So for us in the village, we prepared well. And the cyclone was just too strong. I feel sorry for the poor animals, the poor lizard. Well, they knew that the cyclone was coming because I was walking around the bush. I couldn't find any dead ones, so it means they were prepared as well. I think they came right down to the forest floor and they sat there during the cyclone, and that's why some of them were saved and survived. I've been hiking through the bush for a few days. I could not find any dead ones, so that means they were saved.
What was going through your mind as the cyclone hit? Were you thinking of the iguanas and, you know, what it would be like when you first got the opportunity to survey the island and what impact there might have been? Were you feeling like sad or anxious or worried about how the iguanas would fare during Cyclone Yasa?
Yeah, very much. I was worried and sad, thinking of how will they survive the hurricane. Because for us at home, it was just horrible. And looking at the iguanas, I was so worried. And at the same time, was thinking about them. And I was really touched when I came to see the condition of the state of the island and the vegetation. Yeah. I just hope that there will no cyclone in the remaining months of this season. It has been dry and hot in the last couple of days. So landing on the island by any vessel is seriously banned. We don't want any fires or alien species arriving at this time when the island is still rehabilitating itself. It might take some time to recover, to go back to those beautiful tropical rainforest that we used to have. It might take some time to recover. I just hope that and praying that there will be no more cyclone in the remaining months of this season.
Indeed, and not only did it have environmental impacts, but also your working boat was damaged during the cyclone as well. What impact has that had on your work?
Right now, it's very hard to do my work as my petrol boat and the engine was badly damaged. So my surveillance work has been impacted a bit. I'm happy, though, that my fellow villagers on Nyandua are continuing to assist me in looking out for the iguanas. I'm very thankful that my fellow villagers are helping me out and assisting me with protecting this animal.
And finally, just what do you have to say when it comes to climate change and the very obvious impacts it's having on iguana environments and populations in Fiji?
I think these iguanas have become resilient enough to survive. So their population will rise and fall through time, but it is our responsibility to support them and ensure that we also adapt our management approaches to the changes and disasters that that comes our way. And when I also say responsibility, it deals with us looking very closely and remember that our wildlife and our environment, we have a complex interrelationship and we depend on each other for survival. So we are of use to them and they are of use to us. And yeah, we have a responsibility, a part to play. I'm proud to say that we have a very beautiful wildlife and a very beautiful animal that we have here, the crested iguana. And we are responsible to our environment and the wildlife and to all the animals and to our surrounding as well. Pinata.
That was Nanuya Levu iguana protector Aroni Matatia speaking there to Talia Olatia.